From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Gosh, you guys, hi.
Hey, what's up, players?
So happy to see you.
I know. I'm sitting here on my deathbed, and I apologize if my voice is just been working on your radio voice
yeah, so much.
You sound good.
Yeah, no, why don't you do the intro? Because like it. It'll sound...
You want to do the intro?
You want me to do the intro? Yeah.
And with that, Lamorne.
Hello, 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 friends, and welcome to our show. I'm Zoe Deschanel. I'm also Hannah Simone, and I'm also Lamorne Morris. This is the show where we discuss New Girl and all things New Girl related. Sometimes we may have guests, sometimes we won't. Sometimes we'll just talk about pregnancy. Who knows?
You pregnant?
Yep. Are you pregnant, Lamorne?
I am with child right now, currently. At least that's what my belly is saying. but don't worry, I'll get rid of this soon.
It's just a breakfast burrito.
You guys, this episode, I just watched it and this is one of my favorites.
Last time on New Girl. Episode 108, Bad in Bed. Jess decides it's time to go all the way with Paul, but it's her first time since her big breakup, and she's nervous about whether or not she can perform. We've all been there. Schmidt struggles with standing out as the only guy in an office filled with women. We've all been there. Desperate to get ahead, Schmidt invited himself to his boss's baby shower, which is a big no-no. Never do that. Meanwhile, Jess and Cece shop for sexy, 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 sexy lingerie, and she buys a black charcoal starfish number with way too many straps. She discovers Schmidt's porn folder and gets sucked into a black hole for 5.5 hours. That is absolutely a big no-no. You never go through someone's porn folder. You never know what you're going to find. Nick needs a haircut, and he's way too afraid to go to a barbershop. He thinks about cutting his own hair. But a YouTube video that ended in a bloody geyser quickly changed his mind. So Winston invites him to a black barbershop. But Nick knows they'll make fun of him. He's absolutely correct. That's what we do at black barbershops. We make fun of people. Eventually, Winston convinces Nick to go, and he receives a vanilla ice-looking haircut, and for some reason, he absolutely loves it. Jess learned a lot from the porn, and she came back with a lot of weird kinks. She tries an old-timey news voice. Paul does Jimmy Stewart. This is not a great start. This is something you don't do. So the date ends poorly, obviously. Meanwhile, Schmidt is the life of the party. He throws his pregnant boss into the pool, and she loves being treated like a normal person. Schmidt gets laid that night, and it's a total success for him, y'all. Success. Meanwhile, Paul comes back the following day, and Jess apologizes for being scared. The episode ends with the two of them making love in an elevator. We've all been there. Now back to the show.
I think this was the one that I turned in for the Emmys that year. And they actually switched. Max Greenfield and I were nominated for Emmys this year. Mm-hmm. And that the first season. And they switched our episodes. So actually, they submitted my episode for Schmidt and Schmidt's episode for me. And then they were like, oops, we made an error. And then they're like, we sent the other episodes and we swear everyone watched them. And I was like, guys, because I think the one they sent for me was like an episode that was like super Schmidt. Like it was all about
the
Schmidt.
Beach stuff. I think it was the beach stuff.
And yeah. I was like, that's not what I would have picked for like my Emmy turn, you know? Anyway, so that was a fun fact. But I love this episode so much. And Jesse Peretz, a good friend of mine, directed this. He also directed a movie I did called Our Idiot Brother and many other episodes of New Girl. And I think, I don't know, this was just in my opinion, this was the episode where I feel like I kind of figured out the Jess beyond the like pilot Jess, because there was like the pilot Jess and then Jess like kind of evolved.
Yes.
And pilot Jess was really like kind of extremely kooky kind of. And then I leaned into a different direction and this is where I kind of was settled on it. And so this episode feels very important to me. So
it's such a standout episode. Josh Malmuth.
Oh, Josh Malmuth is a total genius.
Genius, that guy.
Wrote this episode.
Yeah. I think he helped a lot of people find their voice.
Yeah. It's funny when I asked Liz, I remember Liz saying, I was like, who do you think in the writer's room writes Jess best? And she was like, Josh Malmuth. I was like, really? And she's like, oh, yeah, he's really good at Jess.
Yeah, Josh is awesome. Josh, the one thing I remember about Josh, kind of like Berkeley, is his long hair. He's long, curly hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he loves to surf.
He does. He would get up at like 5 in the morning and drive all the way down to the ocean just to get his surf in.
Guys, he had a jazz-themed bar mitzvah. Which is like my favorite thing I've ever heard.
He's lovely.
Oh, man.
He's awesome. So talented.
So talented.
And he was there for the whole run of New Girl.
Yeah, whole run. He was like, he came on as a very young writer. Like,
yeah.
I think he had a couple of other credits, but he was a young guy just really starting out and then was like a senior writer by the end.
We got to talk to Josh.
He's got stories. Oh yeah, let's get him on the show.
For Jesse Peretz, did you reach out to him since you asked him to come and direct?
Yeah, I reached out to Jesse, Peyton, Miguel Arteta.
Wow.
Yeah, so Peyton Reed, Jesse Peretz, Miguel Arteta, and then probably some others, but the first season we had a lot of my friends come and direct, a lot of people that I'd worked with before. Which was very, very, well, I mean, these are all amazing directors. So.
Easy to do because you did 100 movies before you got New Girl.
I know. I was like, I almost like retired from movies when I started doing New Girl, because it was like, I was just so tired by the time we started. And I was kind of like, well, I've done that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I had done a lot of movies because I started when I was pretty young. So yeah, I had a, you know, I had a number of friends that were really talented directors, and I could, you know, luckily reach out to them and see if they would come on and play.
But so, it helped with the tone of this, right? I feel like with our show, because then it was like every episode felt like a mini movie because we had movie directors
coming
in and doing the first season of New Girl a lot.
And it's always important too, to have, it's important to have people you're familiar with directing as well. In TV, you switch up, you know, each week could be a different director.
Usually,
you know, over and over and over again, and it's hard to develop that rapport. Even though in TV, you know, you have this formula that you follow, but still, as the lead of a show, it's got to be comforting to know that the person who's giving you direction is someone you've worked with before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like a director, so even though a director in TV has kind of a different job than a director in movies, like it's more all encompassing for a movie because they have to do all the prep and, you know, it's a lot of world building, and they don't need to do that world building when they're coming on to direct, you know, an episode of TV. But I mean, any actor will tell you having a director that like jogs your imagination, that sparks something in you, that, you know, lets you play, lets you improvise, you know, gives you good ideas. That is the difference between, you know, a mediocre performance and a really good performance. So to me, having those people was such an amazing strength. And I know in this episode, I can tell you spots where Jesse let us do weird stuff that wasn't in the script, and it ended up, you know, working and ended up in the final cut. And it was, you know, it really, you know, worked in our favor that we had, you know, a director that was doing, you know, kind of like letting us play.
Yeah, he had this very kind of not maverick energy about him, but he had a very kind of like guerrilla style energy to him. And I we spoke briefly, and he said, I was asking about where he lived, and he was like, oh, I live in New York. And I just thought, I just thought, well, yeah, of course you just come here and shoot how you want to shoot. You live in New York in the big city, you fancy son of a bitch. Like, being so cool. I was like, oh, this dude is cool.
He's cool. Did you ever see this movie that Jesse did? Maybe you guys have, maybe you haven't. It was a little movie that I love. It's called The Chateau, starring Paul Rudd and Romney Malco.
No.
And they play brothers who go to France to collect a chateau that was left to them in, you know, by some distant relative. It is such a funny movie. Everybody run, don't walk. So watch this
to
movie.
To your local video store.
Here's my pitch. Why don't
run,
we
don't
ask
walk to
Blockbuster.
Jesse to come on.
Ask Jesse if he wants to do a remake where you and I can play adopted sisters.
Yeah, well, Romney Malco get to and go to Paul France. Rudd are adopted siblings.
There we go.
And I'm the chateau.
And you play the chateau.
Yeah.
Well,
we think
it's
going to get a castle, but it's just you and your name is Chateau.
The thing I love about that movie is that Romney Malco plays like the super smooth guy, and Paul Rudd plays the biggest nerd. And I forgot the most important part is that it's all improvised, like entirely improvised.
Oh crap.
100% improvised. And guys, watch it. Seriously, it's so good.
Jesse, we want to do a remake. This is our official play.
And I
want to go to
France.
I'll
send in the tape as the chateau.
Yeah, you're
you
great,
need to audition.
You make a
Lamar.
Great chateau.
I'll send in a tape. I'm not, that's not beneath me. So let's
all right, Bad in Bed. First of all, title already funny.
Yes, Bad in Bed. I thought, you know, we were talking a lot about the performance, your performance in this, which I thought was fantastic and so funny.
Also, hold up 1 second. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just need to say this. Zoe, you looked incredible.
Thank you.
I just want to say you looked incredible, because I know the feeling when it's like, and now you're, all your clothes are off, and be funny.
They popped that on me very last minute. They're like, oh yeah, you're going to be in your underwear next episode. And I was like,
yeah.
I was a gentleman. I did not look.
Okay. You watched this under the covers.
Just like this with my hand over my eyes.
Yeah.
I only looked at Justin Long's boy body. Just as long as shredded, though. Just as long as in shape. You guys look great together. There's a rumor you guys...
He basically kept all of his clothes on, though, too. Like, he was I don't think I saw Justin Long's body, but you looked amazing.
How long did it take to put that cage over your body?
Starfish. It was confusing. I remember we had, there's a lot about the costume. Also, my hair changed in this episode for the better, because I think we decided on one hair and one set of glasses for the first however many episodes. And I was finally like, can we just do different hair? I wasn't that into the other hair. And then I was like, can we just have the glasses that are basically the glasses I wear? And we kind of changed around this time. But I remember with the costumes, we were like, I was like, I just want to be wearing regular cotton underwear and then have the starfish thing over it, to kind of have a contrast. But it was really hard to find the head hole. It wasn't easy. But Deborah Maguire really knocked it out of the park, coming up with this.
Fun fact about that particular costume, that was directly from Deborah Maguire's personal collection. It was something she wears on a regular basis.
That is not true.
If y'all know Deborah. Deborah is a foxy lady.
That's true, but
it's a fun. It wasn't part of her.
It wasn't. She is a foxy lady, but it was not a part of her personal collection
that you know of.
That I know of. Okay.
That's what I imagine.
So the other storylines other than Bad in Bed are Nick doesn't want to get a haircut.
Yes.
And so he goes to your barbershop.
He goes to my barbershop. Now, this is funny. This is an interesting thing, because I believe Jake pitched this idea.
Oh, really?
To Liz. Jake had told me, when Jake and I first met, we were just kind of bonding over Chicago stuff and who we were and, what we were into and childhoods and all those kinds of things. And Jake tells a story about his first time at a black barbershop. Now, I reached out to Jake and I said, hey, Jake, do I have permission to retell your story? Or you can send me a voice note and I'll play it on the show. And Jake's response to me was very clear. He said, you have every bit. He goes, his words were, you can do it yourself. I'm not going to jog your memory. You have to just tell the story the way you remember it. And then when I come on the show, I'll correct any inconsistencies.
I'm going to get fact checked.
It's a point of view, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you guys will allow me 60 seconds.
You're allowed
to tell the story the way I remember it.
Granted.
I wish we had a Jeopardy clock right now. Okay, go.
So if you guys are familiar with this episode, Jake goes to a black barbershop, especially you see the reveal towards the middle of the episode and then at the end of the episode when he's in the black barbershop. For those who aren't familiar with how black barbershops operate, they're kind of like, it's more than a barbershop. It's like therapy for black dudes. Right, because we don't believe in actual therapists. We do. It's just something that has spanned our culture. We just, if it ain't Jesus or a barber, we ain't fixing it. So, in this particular episode, this is exactly where Nick Miller finds himself. And again, he wouldn't give me a refresher, so this is kind of how I remember the story. Here goes. Jake was a curious kid. He was troubled, but curious. Yeah. He would watch tons of BET, rap videos and Living Single, things like that. And Jake, he wanted to be like the black people. That was his thing. If you guys know Jake thought, man, these folks got it figured out. He wasn't secure, and still till this day, with who he is. Jake Johnson still hasn't identified with his own person. Right now, at that time, Jake had a long ponytail. I'm not sure if you guys have seen the photos. like down to his butt cheeks. Very 90s West, like Midwest meth chic. Like he looked like one of those. If you guys are from the Midwest, y'all out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. So Jake's mom, she worked in a black neighborhood. She owned a furniture store, like knickknacks, household goods, that kind of stuff. And it was next to a black barbershop. So Jake's mom, she bartered with the owner and said, now this part, I still remember this. She said, I will give you this Casio keyboard for free. And then you could go use it to make beats or do whatever you want to do. It's kind of like that scene from Hustle and Flow. She was a strange mom. I'm not sure why she saw that movie. But it's she says, it's yours if you cut my son's hair. Right? Now the police have been showing up at the house constantly saying Jake's fit the description of a meth head that's been going around stealing shit from people's houses and stuff like that. And she said, can you please go ahead and cut my son's hair? So Jake goes into the shop. And immediately he's home. He's talking the language. He's fitting right in. And so they ask him what cut he wants. And the guy mumbles it. And he goes, hey, you want a 7-7-7? And then Jake, trying to be cool, decides, yes, I'll take one of those. Keep this in mind. Jake just wanted a trim, right? He wanted to go from like 90s meth head to, I don't know, like, door-to-door VCR salesman. So he just wanted shoulder length something. So when Jake nodded to this guy to confirm what he'd heard, the guy ended up giving Jake the exact same haircut that you see in the episode. So Jake went from 90s meth head to Vanilla Ice in an instant. And that is exactly where this storyline came from.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
I'm going to go with 10% true, 90% artistic license in that story.
I do remember that that his mom had bartered with the barbershop next door. But that's the only part of that story I remember.
Yeah.
Well, in to be there in
but he probably went to greater detail with you since you guys are both Chicago guys.
Yeah, so. Because somebody was stealing copper pipes in the neighborhood and they would sell them. That's what crackheads would do. And Jake fit the description. So they thought he was one of the people doing it based off of his hair.
That's like the best, like the most hilarious racket, right?
People steal copper pipes. That's weird. Oh. When I first time I heard that, I was so confused. I was so lost by that. How they got their hands on them, I don't know.
Yeah. Or even how people in that state figured out that they're valuable. Like, it's just, it's great, amazing.
The thing I loved about that storyline the most and related to so hard is that the root of it is that he's just terrified of small talk.
Yeah,
like this, the paralyzing fear of small talk, which I have as well.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
I have that. I have that when I'm on a plane. I don't like talking to the person I'm sitting next to on the plane.
Yeah,
which is why we're talking about like dinner parties where you don't know a lot of people. We've talked about this before.
I love
like
it.
Freaks me out because I'm just like I one on one. I can plane. Do.
Yeah, not on a plane. I don't really want to talk on planes just because it's like loud and everything, but like at a dinner party,
close.
I love talking.
Right. Yeah,
like, I just feel too close to somebody
close.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, and then it's like, if you're flying like, I don't know, on a long haul or something, it's like, now we got to maintain this potentially for 10 hours.
Yeah. Like,
no,
I prefer like if somebody says something to me in the last 4 minutes of the flight and I go, nice to meet you. Goodbye.
I had a guy recently on the plane decide that he just started to tell me, he was drunk clearly, that he was moving to LA. He works for Apple, but he's quitting his high paying job to move to LA to become a TikToker.
Oh God. And live in one of those houses.
Yeah. This man was in his 30s. Yeah. He kept pulling up different hotels on his phone saying, is this a good hotel for me to stay in? Is this in the scene? Is this in the mix? And I was like, I don't know, man. I have a home. I don't stay in hotels. You know, and he just kept saying, he's like, are you in entertainment? I was like, somewhat. And he goes, I got connections. If you want, he kept saying, and I never told him what I did, but he just kept saying, I got connections, man. Like my friend's dad created Dexter. He kept saying that. And I was like, cool, man.
My friend's dad.
My friend's dad. And then after the flight, he was like,
dude, you're 30. Stop.
Then he offered me a ride home, which I clearly did not need one. And he insisted. And he kept saying, tell me it's good to take this ride. It's my friend whose dad created Dexter. He's the one picking me up. So you might want to take ride.
Don't offer me a ride.
Are you trying
to murder somebody else's? Yeah.
That's what a girl would think. If someone
isn't
kept
Dexter
insisting,
about a serial killer? Yeah,
that's right.
Like, is he telling you he's a serial killer?
Possibly.
Clues were dropped.
Yes. And funny story, this guy got away with the whole flight.
Murder?
Well, no, because there's the mask mandate on the plane. He clearly didn't get the memo. Like, he was just kicking it. He was just talking, and I was like, hey, man, I don't want to be that dude, bro, but you are in my face.
You're breathing.
I was like, I'm sure you're fine, whatever.
But I love the mask mandate for the plane. You guys, like, I have gotten sick, like, on flights before. Have you gotten a cold on a flight?
All the time.
Oh, my God. Like, one time, my whole holidays were ruined because some woman sat next to me. It was like Southwest, where they just, like, picked the seat. And I got the seat, and I was like, ooh, nobody's next to me. And then they came, and they're like, coughing. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, it's just allergies. And I was like, it's not allergies. And then I was like sick the entire rest of my holiday break. And I'm so happy to wear that mask.
For those who out there who are confused, Zoe was on a Southwest flight once, but normally it's private.
I do normal flights.
You
I
have
do normal
this real
flights.
Obsession with Zoe being on.
I don't
private
fly
jets
private.
All the time.
You have probably flown private more than I have. I think the second time
I flew private was to go watch you perform. I want to say.
Oh, at the Super Bowl. No,
the
sorry,
World Series.
Yeah. I was like, Super Bowl is like for when. Yeah, no, nobody sings the. Do people sing the national anthem at the? I've never watched the Super Bowl.
They sing the national anthem everywhere. The national
I'll
anthem
never
plays in my
forget
bathroom.
That flight because I remember we came back and shot the Christmas episode.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I remember that because it was when they sprung on me. That you're going to do a photo shoot during the episode of you're the after of a diet pill or something. So you're going to be in a bikini or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the whole time there was so much super delicious stuff.
Oh, food at the
and I was like trying
World
to be
Series.
Here. I'm like Monday morning. I've got to be. Yeah. I just remember that flight feeling tortured.
I had the same thing, but in a different way that. So when I sing, I have to be very careful. And I know a lot of singers don't. And a lot of singers can like party, drink, like eat a lot, whatever. But when I sing, I basically have to be super disciplined. Otherwise, my voice isn't like what it should be. So you guys got there and everybody's like, yeah, we're all going out. And I'm like, I'm going to be going to sleep at 8.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I got lost in a strip club, I think.
Oh, where were we? We were in Dallas or something.
In Dallas, yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember Jake looking for me somewhere. I think I was.
I remember they sat us right down basically on the field and we had these incredible seats and we could actually watch the game and it was really amazing. And then halfway through, they were like, we have a box, we have a box, we have a box, we have a box.
And yeah, they were like, there's cheese in the box. And I was like, where's the cheese? I love cheese. Bring the
and
cheese.
And so they moved us up. And I remember Jake being so mad because now you're up there and you have to like mingle with everybody who has kindly brought you out there. But he was like, we just had the best seats to watch the World Series. And now I'm all the way up here
but I also
trying to
remember,
buy cheese.
But I also think I remember part of that Joe Buck. Was the announcer decided to call us out and say that we left? He's like, kind of made it seem like we were some fancy Hollywood people just showing up.
Yeah,
just
we left the game and we had
the camera panned over, and he's like, and the cast of New Girl, and it panned over, and there were empty seats. Nobody said that they were, but like we were hungry and we were still watching the game. And I like baseball. I grew up watching baseball, so even though I called it the Super Bowl, it's only because I have mom brain, you guys. I know it's the World Series, and I sang at the World Series twice.
Give us a taste.
I sang the next year.
No. Give us a taste.
No, thank you. I sang the second year, but they like you guys didn't come with us, and so it was not as exciting or fun.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. We did get called out, and we were all like so mad about it because we're like
we were eating cheese,
and
in
we
the
got
box
forced
at that
to
point.
Move upstairs.
Speaking of Super Bowl, the Bears. Let's rewind for a second. Mm. Hannah.
Hunt for the bear. Hunt for the bear.
Where's the bear?
Where's the bear?
Y'all, I hunted for the bear. And I could not find one in this episode.
Ooh.
So I'm writing this down. So when Liz Merriweather comes on the show at the end of this season, I'm asking her about it. And I'm going to text Malmuth too. To find out because I could not find it. And of course, then I went and did my deep dive online. Nobody's found it.
Wow.
Can I say there was like something that I did and I remember doing it and it was 100% Liz Merriweather, genius that she is. There, you know, in this episode where I'm like naming like sex positions and I'm like, there's this and there's one where I'm like this. Yeah. I remember Liz being like, just do this. Like, and I can't
the floppy handshaky thing.
Sorry, those of yeah, floppy handshaky thing was like Liz going, just do this. And I'm like, oh, that's 100% Liz. Anyway,
I've seen that one before, though.
Yeah, you've seen it before.
I've seen that one before.
I want to also mention Schmidt's storyline is so great in this episode.
Oh, yes.
So Michaela Watkins, Ava Amari, they are just fantastic. And oh my God, Max is so funny. So
this is a good insider thing too about our show that the Schmidt office where he works is actually what the New Girl offices were.
Yeah.
So that's where all the writers were, the producers were. That's where all the magic was made. And that's they would repurpose it and just shoot Schmidt's office there.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Now, have you guys ever been to a baby shower where there's just one dude there and you're like, what?
Yeah.
One dude would be interesting. Just one?
I do like a baby shower at night that's like normal and it's not just women because the traditional ones, I think it was because my mom would throw baby showers like every weekend when I was a kid and she'd be like, I'm having a baby shower here. And I'd be like, count me out, peace. Because it would always be like, it would always be like a tea party and we would have to measure the belly with a toilet paper or something and people would guess like how
the terrible big, the
circumference. Yeah. And I get it was super sweet. Like my mom she's great at throwing parties. Don't get me wrong. And she throws a lovely party. I think it was just that there were so many of them that the novelty had worn off by the 80th one. And, and so I was just, you know, kind of, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say traumatized, but I was fatigued.
You were baby shower fatigued.
Yeah. So like now when I have friends that are pregnant and having baby showers, I'm very happy when they have a nighttime one that is normal with alcohol and boys.
They wrote her character, Michaela's character, so well because I feel like that very overly precious pregnant woman stereotype has been played out. And the idea that she was just like over it, wanted to have a good time. She wanted to feel like herself. She wanted everyone else to have a good time. And that weird like moment of her getting like shoved in the pool by Schmidt. And then her reaction to it, it just felt like so fresh and funny and she played it so perfectly.
I love the line where she's like, I hate how everyone's being so delicate with me. I'm not a box of crackers. Like I remember feeling that when I was pregnant, that like I remember going to get pregnancy massages and it's basically like somebody like lightly caressing you with a feather and you're like, no, please give me a massage. Like that's kind of what I'm here for. And if you just caress me
am I gonna
feather,
pay you 10% of what I normally would pay you?
Yeah,
10% massage.
It's also funny because Ava Murray is like one of the nicest people.
Oh yeah, she's ever.
So is
nice.
Michaela, and they get to play these like real strong bitchy women, which I
love
super
Ava's
fun.
Character in this too. She is so funny. Yeah.
Have you guys ever been pushed in a pool while pregnant?
Not while pregnant. I've definitely jumped in pools many times in my clothes, like
in your clothes.
Yeah. Yep.
Just raging it. Just
raging it. I remember at my friend's wedding, not that long ago, I was just bored. So one of my other friends jumped in the pool in his clothes and I was like, okay, bye. See ya. And then in high school, I used to do that because I didn't really drink. I mean, I don't really drink that much.
Well, you
anything.
Did this without having alcohol in your
system. Yeah. I mean, not like maybe a little bit of alcohol, like a... I don't like to drink like hard liquor or anything. So I'll drink like maybe a glass of wine or a glass of champagne, but like not more than that. Yeah. And then so in high school, I wouldn't really drink. And then I'd just be bored because everybody else would be drunk and I would just jump in the pool. Kids, that's fun.
I
get crazy.
I couldn't do that. Yeah. I couldn't do that. I could barely swim. I could barely swim.
Like, I thought you could swim.
No, I can swim now, but yeah, like. Oh, not, wait, I'm not Michael Phelps by any stretch of the imagination.
I am also not Michael Phelps. I was on swim team in middle school, but that does Michael Phelps. That does not make me.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to our show.
Anyway, I want to tell you guys something crazy and weird that I found out about this episode. So the only scene I'm in this episode is that lingerie scene where you buy the starfish contraption.
Yes, and you're very funny. You are.
Thank you. I remember I had a lot of time off this first season and I went on these really big deep dives into obscure, strange documentaries that I would watch. And there's a documentary called Confessions of a Superhero. And it basically is a documentary that talks about the people that dress up in like the Superman or Batman costumes on Hollywood Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a quite dark, sad, strange documentary. You learn a lot of things you would not expect about what the real lives of those people are. And so after I watched it, I was a little disturbed and I Googled all of the people because they have their names up there. And I was now just deep diving stalking online. The girl who was Wonder Woman in this documentary, who was on Hollywood Boulevard taking pictures, and she has this crazy, her life is documented in this crazy way, is the girl that's the lingerie store clerk.
Oh, she was good.
Whoa.
She was really good. Yeah,
she's like,
really
sorry,
great.
Health code.
That's right. That's exactly, that was her line. But it was such a strange thing because you're watching this documentary that's really intimate, very dark, very personal. Like they really went there with every single person that they were following in the documentary. And I was like, this girl's life story is intense. And then to find out in the Google that we met her and had
and
been
also,
it with her.
Hannah, this was one of your late night
that's right.
documentary
this was like
watches.
A 4 a.m.
We know.
Thing.
Like Hannah would come to work and be like, I watched an entire season of like the show. And I'm like, how are you doing this? We had to be at work at 6 a.m.
My, especially the first 13 like episodes of New Girl season one, I had a much lighter schedule. So I could.
Hannah, you were in different countries too.
Oh yeah. You were like, yeah, you were doing, some international traveling. Yeah.
Anyway, I recommend watching the documentary, but it was.
What is it called? Surviving Superman? What's it called?
No, it's called, her name is Jennifer Wenger, is the actress, Confessions of a Superhero.
Confessions of a Superhero.
And it came out 2007. So she had done all of that. And it kind of made me feel happy because obviously we know we shot that in 2012. And so I was like, oh, that's great, because obviously she's now working and booking gigs, so it's kind of interesting to know the kind of trajectory of her career.
So in this episode, you know, there's a lot of sex talk, a lot of just trying to figure it out, you know, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, am I good enough, am I not good enough. If you had 15 minutes to help someone be better at sex, what advice would you give them?
Why don't you start, Lamour?
Oh, gosh, really?
Lamour, you start.
You want me to start?
You get
you
10
start.
Seconds,
you get
and
to
then
start.
We have to probably beep the rest out. That's my guess.
Go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, here's the secret to becoming better at sex. Always, always get yours first. It's because you had a good time. Then the sex
so
was
incorrect.
Great. To you, the sex was fantastic. It was you. You know, then it's like when a plane is like the turbulence is happening and the oxygen masks come down. You got to put the mask on yourself first before you can help others.
But what if both people have that point of view? Now what?
Yeah.
You win a race?
Yeah. Then you both had fun. You both.
You're just looking out for you.
Yeah, you got to look out for yourself because it's not my job to make you happy.
Then do you need somebody else there at that point? Do
not
you need someone
time.
Else there?
Great
you
question,
all the time.
Zoe.
Some of the best sex I've had
point.
Has been I've been alone. So I'm just putting it out there, folks. Nobody knows me the way I know myself.
Okay.
I think we have different points of view, Lamour.
Slightly. There's a line in this episode which it says it's like a job. I think you say it, Zoe. Like it's a job interview with like the weirdest. Starting a new job
interview?
With the weirdest.
Yeah
weirdest interview ever. That's kind of, I guess, is the first time you're with somebody and you're just getting to know each other. You're like, and then there's that. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. With
and now we
us.
All know that about Lamorne.
Yeah. He's just going to go by off by himself. He's like, I'll be back.
Well,
he's
guess good. What? I always sleep well.
Oh,
you know,
at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, I am out like a light. And your body heals when it's sleeping. And I think that's important to get sleep. So
What's funny about this episode, too, is that Nick actually has, I think, great advice, and he's trying to give it, and Jess just does not want to hear.
And I'm like, shh, I'm listening to Lamour. I'm listening to Winston.
Yes,
yeah.
He answered it to Lamour. You said it right.
I said it right.
It's also interesting. There's a whole storyline basically about like porn trauma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jess goes in the porn hole.
Now, you figure this out by looking at Schmidt's computer. Is that, do you guys just leave your laptop just open in place?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah, but I don't have a porn folder in my laptop.
I don't think anybody has a porn folder anymore. I think it's just free and it's out there. I don't think, like, if you're still saving porn. Like,
I don't. Yeah, no. Yeah,
you can use my computer anytime you want.
Yeah, you can use my computer.
So you leave your computer wide open.
Sure. You don't? I take it?
No, it's just other stuff that's on my, that people don't need to be looking at. Doesn't have to be porn.
I mean, I'm not going to let like a stranger use it, but I'd let one of my friends use it.
So you're at an internet cafe, right?
No way. No.
Already wrong.
Okay.
I'm so whenever also I go not to at an
internet cafe anymore. That's
very
gone
like
with the porn
90s
folder.
Euro.
You want to ask the internet cafe?
Okay. Yes.
So in this episode, I know there's a lot of, there's Schmidt, Winston, Nick. They're talking about who, you know, who's the best at it. Who is the expert? Who would you guys say would actually be the sexpert in the loft?
Like the actor, the real person, or the...
No, that, the character. The character?
The character.
The character.
Yeah. The character.
I don't know. It's really hard to say. They're all such
I would say
they seem to find the partners that make sense for them, because that's really what it is.
Yeah. Like,
that girl who walked out of Schmidt's room, she didn't look sad.
That's true.
She looked fine. So he found somebody that was like vibing with what he wanted to do. That's what it is, right? Chemistry, communicate. That's the other line of this episode. I was crying. It was the rescue stranded miners communicating with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay? Yeah. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. That was so funny.
That was so funny. Malmuth. Oh, my God. I don't know if that was Malmuth's joke, but it was really funny.
I know Max used to make up, Max used to write down a lot of jokes, too. That sounds like something Max would have.
Oh. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Malmuth wrote that. I remember that in the script. Yeah, okay. But I mean, obviously, so Max writes down lots of jokes that are good. I think I wanted to say one thing that the voices, it was really nice to have Justin Long, because Justin Long is very like, he's just like a fun actor to like, you know, kind of like improvise with. Mm-hmm. And he always has lots of ideas. And we just were running our lines before we shot that scene. And I remember we were just doing different voices, and there was the newscaster kind of was in there, but like none of the other voices really were in there, maybe the lumberjack part, but but we both kind of started improvising weird voices, and it was really
where you go, young man.
Yeah, I was like, I just started doing something weird. I don't know even what I was doing.
That one was my favorite one.
It was like an old lady. And then he laughed, and then I was like laughing at his Jimmy store, and then it was like whatever made the other one, you know, like people giggle. And then it was just such a fun, like it was just a fun thing to play around with on that, you know.
It's a fun turn in there, too, where you think, oh, they're just going to then end up having some very traditional, sweet, like consummation of their thing. And they end up having elevator sex, which is pretty bold.
It's bold,
I'll say.
Yeah, the elevator sex is bold. I also like the turn in that was, you know, in the script, but in there where he's like, let's just calm down. Let's just calm down. She's like, okay, okay. And then she starts choking. I was like, I've totally forgot about that whole part. I was like, oh, God.
The choking was very funny.
For those,
and then his trauma response to it when you just
try to choke.
He's like, talk about it later.
For the folks out there who are listening to this episode, don't have elevator sex. We're not encouraging it. It's disgusting. It's dirty. There's a million people walking
in and
out of
that
damn thing.
Also, don't stop.
Well,
don't stop
the
elevator. People need that elevator.
Yeah, don't stop the elevator. You know what I mean?
Don't stop the elevator.
Just go home. Go to a hotel. Go to a rest stop. Go wherever it is you go.
A rest stop. That's your hygienic alternative.
Go wherever it is you're going
to
go.
Please just don't go to a rest stop. Because I got to do that either. I admired the restraint to not play "Love in an Elevator." Isn't that what that song is?
There's a song called "Love in an Elevator."
Oh my gosh!
I don't think
do you know what I'm talking about?
Know that song. I don't know it.
Love in this club? Is it Usher's "Love in This Club"?
It's like AC/DC or something.
Oh,
Steven Tyler. It's an Aerosmith song. Giving it up while you're going down.
Should we stop for a commercial break after 56 minutes?
Yes. Can we resist playing that song?
Let's stop for a commercial break. Oh my God. Let's listen to some of this elevator music.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to our show.
All right, we're back, you guys. We're going to play True American.
True American.
Welcome to True American, where the rules change weekly and you leave more confused than when you showed up. This week, we're playing Rosalind Franklin's Mix and Match. So in this week's episode, Schmidt attends his boss's baby shower, or his boss baby shower. I don't know. So we're playing a classic baby shower game. Our producer has given us 5 photos produced by Morphe_me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Each photo shows 2 faces smashed together, and we have to distinguish which 2 celebrities make up the individual in the images. So I actually think I'm going to be good at this.
Yeah, me too. I can.
Yeah, I already know.
I feel like I know the first one. Let's describe it first.
So
and we'll
it's a beautiful woman.
Gorgeous.
With high cheekbones, hazel eyes, blonde hair.
There, yeah.
Beautiful, like cherubic lips and a perfect face. I'm going to say this is Scarlett Johansson and Lady Gaga. Both beautiful women.
ScarJo and Gaga. That was
okay. This next one, I got this next one too.
Okay, yeah, I got it too. Yeah. So we have a beautiful brunette. She has like almond-shaped eyes and, you know, cute cat eye makeup, perfect mouth, perfect nose, cute little freckles.
Very caramel color tone skin.
Yep. Caramel like skin.
Little chai tea latte.
I'm going to go ahead and say Zoe Kravitz.
Yep.
And Zendaya.
Yes.
That's my guess.
That was my guess too.
We are good at this.
Beautiful. And by the way, these combinations are stunning.
Perfect humans.
Okay.
This one I'm a little confused on.
I know exactly.
One of these.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about the second half of this one.
Okay. I have a wild guess for the second half.
So this woman, she has, how do you describe her hair? It's like a, in a ponytail, I guess you would say.
Probably it's like a deep side part, low ponytail.
That's right. Yeah. Also very beautiful. Kind of caramel colored skin ish. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Green eyes. So she might be a mixture really of a black woman and a white woman.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think she is, yeah.
I think it's the woman you stalk online all the time, Lamar.
It's Beyoncé and Margot Robbie, I think.
We should go to Vegas. We are crushing this game.
I was going to get that wrong. I was going to say Jamie King.
It looks like that too. Yeah. Elfin kind of. Mm.
I mean, Margot Robbie and Beyonce is a.
It's a beautiful woman. Another stunning woman.
This next
combo.
One is my favorite.
I know exactly who this is, and it's a strange combination because these two actors don't look anything alike.
I know one of them.
It's an actor. He has brown hair, kind of brown tousled. Eyes. Yeah, kind of tousled,
tall forehead.
High forehead.
It's not a big forehead. It's a high one. Like his eyes start at the bottom of his face.
Kind of a distinguished. Yeah. Look about him. I think this is Keanu Reeves and Neil Patrick Harris.
Boom. That's what.
Really?
That's what it is.
I have Keanu. Yep. I did not see Neil Patrick Harris in this.
I saw look Neil at the Patrick Harris right away.
Look at the mouth.
And the forehead.
And just the bottom of the nose. And that's who it is.
Yep.
And then the next one, I know Jason Bateman.
You know what I mean? It had that vibe to me.
Yeah, it does. It does have a little bit of a Jason.
But Neil Patrick Harris, that's good. That's really
this
good.
Next one, I know one of them. I don't know the second.
I know both. So
she looks like such like a 90s kid in this picture.
Yes. So this is a beautiful woman, another beautiful woman with brown hair and kind of light brown eyes, olive skin, perfect face again.
Feels like
heart-shaped
makeup.
Face.
There's
yeah.
A mole somewhere on her
young.
Cheek.
Yeah. Very young.
So here with Natalie Portman.
And Millie Bobby Brown.
I Holy never would have crap. Got that because she feels like Winona Ryder.
Damn.
Yeah, Winona Ryder has. Yeah, no, it's Millie like, Bobby Brown and Natalie Portman.
She does. It's the Natalie Portman from like The Professional.
Yeah, but like, they look alike. Really they look alike. So it actually,
it's
I think
really true.
When they look alike, it's harder to set because this one, the
that
first thing I thought,
one.
I know this picture of Natalie Portman. And I was like, oh, it's Natalie Portman. I'm like, who's the other person? It looks just like Natalie Portman, but Sweet 11, Millie Bobby Brown, looks a lot like Natalie Portman. But they make a beautiful hybrid
beautiful
too.
Baby.
Well,
beautiful
if baby. We were playing True American, we would have to take zero drinks because we just crushed that game.
High fives, guys.
Crushed
boom,
it.
Boom, 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 boom. High fives all around.
We got to put these pictures up on the gram so you guys can take a peek at what we were looking at of these
and
perfect humans.
I know, gosh.
Perfect humans,
I wouldn't
perfect.
Have known that Lady Gaga and Scarlett Johansson, I mean, both beautiful women, but they make such a pretty mix too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is the more flawless one. I think right away that one blends. So, well, that one and
they blended. Yeah,
that one and Zoe Kravitz and Zendaya. Those two mesh like a real. Person.
I want Morphe and me to do combinations now. All the existing combinations of the three of us.
I feel like there's some out there. Folks,
I'll be like, does it make us look even more like really attractive, or are we just gonna look like gremlins?
At Morphe underscore me, MORPHY underscore ME, please, please, please do some killer combos.
I want to see it.
Of your favorite New Girl cast.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us. This was such a fun episode.
Yes, and indeed.
I'm always happy to see my friends here, yes, Lamorne indeed. Morris and Hannah Simone, and I'm Zoe Deschanel. And ooh, thanks, you guys, like and subscribe, okay?
Please do.
Make us happy.
Please do.
Be nice to us.
We want to stick around. We want to stick around. We want to be here forever.
Be nice, be nice, be nice.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye. Love you. Mwah. You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zoe Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zoe Deschanel, performed and produced by Zoe Deschanel and Pierre DeReader. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.